Thank you for listening to Abstract Illusions Radio. With each breath of air, gain new insights and inspirations as we explore and expose the different aspects of the human experience. Now with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me on air tonight. Tonight we have a bonus. We have two wonderful people on tonight doing a great, great program the beginning of next year. They do have a preview, I would say, coming on December 29th. But first, let's introduce Cindy Dale. Is an intuitive and an author, and she does amazing classes and a lot of different work out there helping people find who they are and everything about themselves to really promote them and get them out there. Her website is CindyDale.com. And then the other wonderful person on is Anthony J.W. Benson, who also does amazing work in a variety of areas. He does have Enjoy Music, .com. He has Anthony J.W. Benson .com. And together they are doing a website that is all about dreams made manifest. So they're combining their wonderful efforts to help people manifest their dreams. Hello and welcome. We had quite a time getting this show up and running, but it is really an honor and a pleasure to have you both on.
Thank you, Jennifer. I know we're both really happy to be talking with you, and even more exciting talking about 2011, really, and how people can go into the year ready to manifest their dreams. I mean, that's, you know, we're here on purpose, and we all want to achieve and live that purpose and enjoy it along the way. So I think that's what Anthony and I are both dedicated to in our independent professions and in our merged profession as well. And I think what better time to do it but when the economy is a little sluggish and you have just a little bit more permission to dream and to try something new and creative, you know, and start to refashion yourself and be who you really want to be.
And Anthony, do you want to add to anything that Cindy just said?
I can rarely ever add anything to what Cindy says, but I will say that the combination of, you know, of our collective work is really just that, is helping people manifest, and dreams are part of people's, you know, daily life. And, you know, whether you are working a 9-to-5 job, whatever that may be, whether you're a cook, a homemaker, it doesn't really matter, but many of us have the desire to do something that really feeds our inner self, our soul. We have higher aspirations for our creative, for our mindset, and that could be everything from being an artist to an author to a healer and everything in between. And so our work with Dreams Made Manifest is really about enabling the processes to be learned and the techniques and tools to be shared that allow people to figure out a structure and a way to start doing these things so they're not victimized by their own lifestyle and feeling trapped, but more importantly, they feel free to really become who they really want to be. And whether that's something they do on the side or something they want to do full time, that we're going to start helping people get there. And this program we're doing on December 29th is really a start for that, as Cindy was saying, is the new year is a time for everybody to be able to establish a new precedent, a new way of thinking, a new mindset of how to move forward. And that's really what we endeavor to do that night.
Well, I think it's really an awesome time to do this, especially with the economy the way it is, because obviously if something's not working, what a better time to really set your intentions to do what you truly are passionate about and set those intentions and really start the new year going for it. I think the energy now is really pushing a lot of people to stop just doing what they think they should be doing and doing what they really want to do and manifest their dreams, because everything, the universe is definitely behind them doing that. And in some cases, really pushing them towards doing what they really want to do. Do you guys agree with that? Do you feel like a lot of people are being pushed to really follow through with the heart more so now than just living and really truly living their life?
Oh, absolutely, Jennifer. I think you're saying that a really beautiful way, too. I mean, it's almost like we've been a bit on robotic kind of maneuvers.
Yes.
you know, for the last few decades even, you know, because our society has been much more about creating institutions than maybe creating souls or spirits. And, you know, frankly, right now there's just less to lose. I mean, nobody's going to look at somebody who's been unemployed and say, well, why are you starting your own business? Or somebody who's employed in a job that they don't like and say, you know, why are you stretching your wings? I mean, you know, I think that all of this in some strange sort of way, this so-called lower economy is really kind of like a divine kind of God is breathing upon us, if you would, to offer us different wings to fly forth. So let's take advantage of it. Let's go out there and become, you know, who we're really supposed to be. You know, and Anthony and I work really well together. We come from really somewhat different places in terms of our work. I've been for, gosh, I don't know, 25 years, an energy healer, intuitive consultant, and author. I've got more books on chakras than I think there are chakras, you know, out there on the market. So, you know, I've kind of lived that so-called inspired life, but also I'm a really real life person. I've got two kids, way too many animals, you know, bills up the kazoo because children are fairly expensive, at least the ones that I seem to have been honored to support in my life. You know, and you know, so I've got to be really practical and really hands-on in what I do for a living, and I think we all do. And Anthony's been in the business of helping to make people's dreams come true for decades. Frankly, I'm one of his clients, and he helped me agent my book, kind of captain the helm of my business, figure out what has integrity to do in terms of projects or not, and then just how to get down to brass tacks and, you know, kind of turn the key in the lock so the dreams could come true.
I think just to dovetail on that, and that's well said, Cindy, is that many people, Jennifer, you know, we believe, want to create prosperity. They want to bring happiness and health into life. They want an easier life. They want to understand how to maybe make their life a little more calm on all levels. And they're trying to figure out how to navigate, you know, what might be termed as uncertain waters of the future. And who doesn't want to attract new opportunities and new people and new situations that are positive? So through this particular program, which is really a cornerstone, and we'll get into that shortly of what Dreams Made Manifest will eventually do, but this is really a kickoff. At the end of this year, which will build into all of 2011 and beyond, is that we want to offer inspiration and insight. And, you know, there's this wonderful quote by Carl Sandburg, was nothing happens unless first a dream. And that's really one of the cornerstones of our coming together and the structure and business that we put forth with this, is to really believe that dreams have value and that having a quality life that is one that is really fully lived on all, you know, kind of pulling in all elements that make you happy. I mean, Cindy was just referring to being a mom, being a teacher, being a consultant, being an author. It's learning how to juggle those things, but being true to yourself. And that's one of the things that I really admire in Cindy, you know, as a friend, colleague, and client, is that she's so committed to the truth of her work. And that's really one of the things that she's going to be very inspirational about, because she has accomplished so much as an author, as a speaker, as a teacher, on an international level. And the reason that she's accomplished that is that she doesn't let her dreams limit her. She actually uses them as a beacon in on the horizon, creating opportunity for herself by setting sail and getting out there and doing it. So taking all that, you know, great information and expertise that she has, and the many, many years that I've worked with clients on an individual and collective basis of helping them with their careers, with their lives, as a creative business strategist and as a producer, is really then putting forth some valuable, tangible, benefit-driven information that can really make a difference in people's lives.
Well,
I think sometimes what people need to first do is dust off their dreams. I mean, you know, I have a client who worked in corporate America, hated her job, accounting. I personally have nothing against accounting, even though it's like an impossible task for me. But she absolutely hated it. And what she wanted to do was make blankets for moms who have autistic children, because she figured out some design that when she could lay the child, a younger child, on the blanket, that child was better able to interact, to participate in life, to hear, to reach out. And I said, you know what, why don't you just start making these blankets? And working with me, just being told, you know, that that was a valid dream and perhaps even her calling, she was able to go forward and start creating these blankets. And now that's all she does for a living, is that she creates blankets for mothers who have autistic children. So I think it's important that we all, you know, kind of remember the days when we were young that we had dreams and we didn't think they were too small or too big or too silly, you know, or something you can't make money at, because we have the dreams on purpose. We have them to manifest them.
Right, exactly. And isn't it, Cindy, not a, you know, which I think is beautiful in that example, isn't it really about doing what makes you most happy and you are passionate about?
Absolutely. It's absolutely,
and again,
that, I think,
yeah,
about joy.
It is about joy. And if you're not happy in doing what you're doing, now mind you, we all have responsibilities. We all have things we do. I know Cindy could rattle off a list of things that she's committed to doing as a mom and other, you know, responsibilities in her life. Doesn't take away from the fact that she still honors what makes her most happy and brings her the joy through the writing and through the teaching and through the consulting. And it's the same thing with me as a music producer or somebody that is of service. I mean, really, you know, in our case, both of us are of service. That's our role in the world, is to be of service to others and help them on their path in different ways. And the blanket story is great because there's something that came out of something that was so simple, and that's the beauty of, you know, as you said, Cindy, dusting off, is we all have those notions, we all have those memories, we all have those ideas, and we sometimes kind of squash them down. And I personally believe, and I think you feel the same way, Cindy, a lot of that has to do with deserving, that you get to do what it is you want to do. And that comes from, you know, in many cases, a lack of love, a lack of good guidance, a lack of great surroundings, maybe family issues, family of origin problems, whatever it may be. We're all kind of imprinted with certain things that we grow up with, both from family and from society. What we're here to say is that doesn't need to stay that way. You get to rewrite this. You get to recode the information in a way that allows you the freedom to kind of follow your bliss in this sense.
That's really important. And when you talk about the deserving issues, the worthiness issues, the, you know, inner places where we don't feel lovable, so, you know, why would we go on to do what it is we want to do? I mean, I can't help but feel sad because the truth is I still have some of those issues. You know, even though I'm striving and opening and doing, they're there. You know, so I think something both Anthony and I, and you too, Jennifer, have been able to do is take what's been wounded and create it, you know, into more of an impetus for growth and change. It doesn't have to get in the way. It's almost like soil that you can plant flowers in. I mean, even that which has been the harshest and the hardest can provide energy, motivation, and compassion or connecting points with other people, you know, to enable the dreams, not stop the dreams. But, you know, it's really hard to stop ourselves on the dreams, you know, or to say, well, I don't have time, nobody cares. I mean, those are those kind of voices that come out of the unworthiness, that our job, Anthony and my job, is to help us transform those voices, grow them up, mature them, you know, or in some cases just stop them, you know, or walk right past that crowd of naysayers, you know, that we really carry inside of ourselves. It's not really about what's outside of us, you know, to kind of keep going anyway.
Right.
Well, it one thing that I think is a lot of what people need, and I've done it many times in my work, is give people permission to dream.
I concur. I think that's absolutely right on, because, you know, a lot of what I see in that area, Jennifer, is that people see their dreams as unattainable and that it's not even worth the effort. And I think where we're coming from for sure is that nothing is unattainable. I mean, there's this great I always love this quote from Carolyn Mace, who's a great author and teacher herself, and you cannot change anything in your life with intention alone, which can become a watered-down occasional hope that you'll get to tomorrow. Intention without action is useless. And that's part of what this program does. It gets people activated. It gets them involved. You're showing up for your own life, and you're getting help in the process because you don't have to do it alone. And regardless of our involvement on this particular class and other things we'll be doing, there's people in your life that will support you in getting there and owning your dreams. The thing that's very sad for me that I see with people is that, you know, the deserving part we've been talking about is that when you don't have that self-love and you don't value yourself to be able to do what makes you happy, is that you contain yourself and you're very much shackled in a way that doesn't allow you to move and honor yourself and kind of fulfill yourself the way that you deserve to. And I really come from a place, and I know Cindy feels the same way, is that regardless what our stuff is, I mean, Cindy just referred to her as, I've got plenty of it, it doesn't mean that we can't still love ourselves and accept ourselves regardless of that. We have to kind of inclusively take that all in and go, we're okay regardless of that. We all have stuff to work on, but it doesn't mean we don't get to do what brings us joy. Because when we buy into that, we get stuck and we will never be fulfilled. It's impossible. It's like that whole notion, if you don't love yourself, you know, you can't love others. And it all starts inside. I mean, it all starts right here, deep inside of us, believing that we deserve, believing we can paint, believing we can write, believing we can sing, believing we can teach. It doesn't matter what it is. But all that stuff, or even regardless of societal and family stuff, that's part of it, to be sure, because that's part of the imprinting. But if you don't honor that, and if you don't value that and know inside of you that you're capable and deserving, more importantly, then you'll get nowhere. And part of our role, again, just kind of, you know, reaffirming this, is that we're going to help you know that part of yourself, honor and love that part of yourself, and whatever it is you want to do, we're going to help you on that journey.
And we do all need that kind of hand-holding. As you're talking, Anthony, I'm thinking about a client who came in not too long ago. My point that I'm going to make being, it doesn't matter our age, our background, our education, what we perceive as our limitations. This gentleman is 83 years old. He came into my office. He started crying. He said, I have hidden myself so far deep within myself that I haven't been able to find myself until now. And once he uncovered this gem of who he really is, the changes in him in just a few weeks are absolutely phenomenal. You know, his desire to go biking, not the kind, you know, that kind of like rev up on a Harley or anything, especially in Minnesota, but biking even at the gym. I mean, all of a sudden, now that he's like grabbed a hold of who he really is, he's blossoming, he's flourishing, he's open, he's actually becoming the self that he's always wanted to be. So, you know, we really don't have any excuses about our age, our gender, our upbringing. Anything we've been can be used for us. We don't have to use it against our own selves. So to me, that's what's exciting about what Anthony and I are joining hands and hearts to do is, you know, it's kind of a little bit like there's no excuses allowed. You know, let's just go forward and let's help each other and let's really create, you know, because almost really anything's possible. I think of my oldest son, in fact, as an example. He's 23. He's an amazing young man. He's in an internship right now with a senator, and I'm watching him and going, wow. I mean, who would have thunk that this young man who in seventh grade was flunking, all right, was pretty much almost kicked out of home ec because he wasn't going to sew his pillow. I mean, that was just one of the examples. You know, didn't have anything that he really wanted to do, wanted to be. You know, all of a sudden he just started sparking. He just sparked. He found what he was interested in, and he's really made himself. I mean, he has a mom, me, who insisted that he keep searching and that he keeps going for things and who lined him up, you know, with different activities and ways to get to know himself and believe more in himself. But it doesn't matter what our age is, and it doesn't matter what our backgrounds are. I mean, we're here to achieve a purpose, and we're here to do that, which means we come equipped with everything we need to achieve that purpose.
Well, with Michael, if I may, what comes to me, Cindy, as you're telling that, is that you not only were his mom, which obviously has great value given who you are, but also you were championing him. And part of that is having the cheerleader, that champion that just says you can, you will, give it time, whatever the support needs to be. But that in our life is really important because when we feel alone, when we are on the journey just by ourselves, it gets very lonely and becomes kind of daunting sometimes. It's a rough road out there. And even in our process that we'll, you know, in a truncated version, teach a bit on the, you know, on December 29th, but also in other classes we'll be doing that go a little deeper and over a longer period of time, is that stumbling and falling is part of the process. But getting back to that notion of dusting off a dream, you dust yourself off and you keep going. I'm just going to share, if I may, Jennifer, just a little bit of background about myself, because part of where this emanated from within me is knowing what I've accomplished and what I've overcome in my life, and knowing that firsthand in my own experience as just a human being of overcoming everything from, you know, severe car accidents and being deaf for 4 years and lots of divorce, being homeless, overcoming drug abuse, and designing eventually through my own evolution of self and through the support of my created family and friends and me seeking outreach for help and support along the way, I was able to build a life which is dedicated to fulfilling the things that make me happy. So I've gone on to author, to produce everything, to travel, and all that represents to me is that if I can do it, anybody can do it. And the reason they can is because it's not so difficult to do the things. If I didn't get right with myself inside of me, none of what I've been able to accomplish in my life would have been able to happen. So that comes full circle to Cindy's son, Michael, who's having that love and support to be able to go take the time to search, to keep searching and find it. And some people out there may say, well, I don't know what I really want to do. I don't know what my dream is. That's not as important right now. The key is just kind of being able to hone in and decide that you want to follow on intention, right, Cindy? I mean,
absolutely.
The intention here is so important, and that's part of what this particular program coming up is that the title of it is Setting Intentions, Manifesting a New Year of Happiness, Health, Success, and Prosperity. Maybe you can talk a little bit, Cindy, about what that is. Maybe, Jennifer, you can explore that as the setting intentions part, because I'm sure you do that in your business as well.
Most definitely. And I know Cindy will probably say this so beautifully. So, also, you know, what is setting intention, Cindy? I mean.
Well, I like to rephrase kind of the idea of setting intention to a different two words, making decision. I mean, it's really about making a decision that the time's done, we're not going to sit around anymore, we're not going to pretend we don't know ourselves, and we're going to get on with the business of being ourselves. And so that's what we're really going to be opening up and discussing and flourishing on December 29th, you know, is the process of making a decision that you can stick with, believe in, and follow through on. Because, you know, if we make the decision, even like Anthony is saying, if we don't know exactly what our dream is or what it's going to look like, that's okay. You know, our dream knows us. We don't always have to know it. It's already dreamt us. That's what the Hawaiian kahunas or healers believe, that, you know, it's a big dream, and we're dreaming it, and God's dreaming us, and somewhere in the middle it kind of all meets, and we just go for it. So setting an intention is more than just kind of like what they say in The Secret, you know, thinking about it, pondering, oming, doing mantras. I mean, there's 6.5 billion people thinking some, anyway, positive thoughts. So which one's going to win? You know, we're kind of bypassing just the thinking to the grabbing a hold of the decision and then opening it, cracking it open like an oyster to find out what pearls are in there. And, you know, one of the secrets we'll be talking about on the 29th and through all of our classes, you know, really is how do you personalize the process of manifesting for yourself? We're each unique.
Right.
We each have our own unique blueprint, spiritual essence, style, way of doing things. And I find that the key is doing things our own way. So, for instance, for myself, I love to write books. But I couldn't write a book the way Hemingway, you know, did. First of all, he was drunk most of the time, and I'm allergic to alcohol. But some of the other authors out there who say, you know, set a schedule. Every morning at 7
right.
a.m., do X, Y, Z. Well, you know, excuse me, that's not going to happen. You know, I've got this 5-month-old puppy. He may wake me at 5 a.m. one morning, and when he doesn't, I'm not getting up. Just not happening. So I'm a different kind of person. So I, when I make a decision and I decide to do a project, I just do it. And no matter what gets in my way, I deal with what comes up and I sit down because I'm that kind of a passionate person and I just make it happen. I'll, as Anthony can testify, sit in line at a grocery store and be writing on my book. But that's me. Somebody else needs a structure. Somebody else needs, to meditate or pray. Somebody else needs to walk in nature in order to open up to their dream or their goal or gain their insight. You know, so a lot of what we're really going to be talking about is how to know yourself, which, you know what, is something you need to know for all of your life, not just for making, the singular dreams come true, but in order to even manage your life, because gosh knows, I mean, there's, like some writers say, there's no margin anymore. Nobody's not busy. Everybody's stressed. So we've got to figure out our own unique self and manage our life that way, or we're just going to be washed right down the river.
Right. I totally understand that. And, the way I do things is I have a structure, but at the same time, I work on 5 projects at the same time. I will work on one for an hour, and then it's like, okay, I got to work on this one because I have so many ideas and I want to all get them done. So it's like I pick, 3 out of 10 and I just work on them a little at a time each day. And it's a slow process and it probably slows it down than just focusing on one. But that's the way that's comfortable for me.
Well, you're creative. You have to do it that way. If you tried to just do one thing, you'd probably, even let's say write a paper, right, on just one item, you'd probably just rip it up. You'd get so impatient with it all. That's your style.
Definitely. If I wake up, and I usually wake up quite early, like 3:34 in the morning every morning, it's like I just, quite the opposite of you, Cindy, I automatically, that's when my guidance starts talking to me. That's when it's like I'm waking up in the middle of a dream. It's like, that's a great idea. And that's when I go write my blog. If my blog isn't done by 7 o'clock, it probably won't get done because it's just that flow of energy just comes and flows. I might eventually get it done the next day, but I have found that if I get up and I just say, okay, I'm in that space, it will flow. It's like magic. And I'm going, yes, but everybody's different.
And you know yourself. And, Jennifer, you used another term that I think is really important, which is guidance. I mean, how do each of us individually, here's another of our secrets, how do each of us individually open up to guidance? I mean, because how I kind of get the nudges of the universe, is going to be a really different way than perhaps Anthony does or you do, or somebody else. And again, we Anthony and myself together and any group that forms becomes the cheerleading squad, the helping system, the sales force, the task force, the sharers of the dreams and the doing of the dreams, but there's also, I propose outside influences, guides, guidances, that which comes from the invisible that is on our team. And we need to open to that. We need to know how to do that ourselves, what to believe, what not to believe, because that creates the flow that we're seeking.
Well, you were talking about, you were talking, Cindy, about earlier is making the decision, right? Making a choice, making a decision. And that is so right on, because the other piece of that is you have to take action. And, ideas, I say this all the time to people, an idea is only as good as its execution. And what that means to me and how I utilize that thought is that I can think all day long, I can really get creative in my head, but I could just keep it there. So how do I manifest? And I think that's part of what we're offering in this, the whole notion of dreams made manifest is how do we get them out of our head and out of our spirit and out of our soul, out of our heart? How do we get them into a practical reality? How do we take this concept and bring it to fruition? And manifesting is really hard for a lot of people. Whether it's, we talk about writing a lot because of Cindy's background in one of the courses we'll be teaching next year. But that's just a component of it. There's many ways to express yourself. There's many ways to be creative. And it could be cooking. It could be, music. It could be a multitude of things. But what is hard for people is how to connect the dots into the practical applications that are necessary. Jennifer, you do this with multiple websites and your radio
right.
show. You know, Cindy does the same thing with, you know, different, you know, I call them tributaries that flow from the source of you, is that there are these tentacles out there in the world that kind of coil back to you and you need to, you know, refuel them and get them back out there. But that's hard for a lot of people because they just haven't learned how to do it. And so part of the thing that we're going to offer is these tools and techniques that are functional, though you can amend them your own way, because again, it goes back to the personal process that works for everybody. But manifesting in and of itself is an art. And that is one of the things that we want to teach people through all that we do, is that you have the power, and you have the ability, the wherewithal, the smarts, whatever, to do it. And we're going to help you do it.
Okay, let me ask this question. Since, okay, you have a 2-hour class or a 2-hour call, correct?
Correct.
That are on the 29th of December. And it's at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time.
Correct.
From that, are you guys having additional classes or calls after that to, like, follow up with this? Or what is...
I'll jump
process.
On that if I may, Cindy. This particular call is the first of many classes, teleseminars, live events, and other things that we'll be doing under the moniker of Dreams Made Manifest. Dreams Made Manifest is the overarching concept which enables us to help people manifest their dreams. This particular call is focused on setting intentions and manifesting the new year. So it's really prepping and readying ourselves for the new year of 2011. We all know what a challenging, arduous at times, difficult year 2010 has been. So we want to ready people. We want to give them, you know, the inspiration, the knowledge, the thoughts, and a whole bunch of fun things that we're going to be offering on this particular call. And Cindy's going to be doing some special meditation. There's other things that we're going to be doing in terms with energy. But all these things we've been talking about so far, processes and life skills, these components are very valuable for kind of setting the table, so to speak, of the new year that follows. So what does one want to do in the new year? You know, it's not just, oh, I want to quit smoking. It's not about that. That may be something that somebody wants to do. And it may be, oh, I need to call my family member. But it's all of that. How are you going to manifest your new year? As opposed to letting the year just happen to you, how can you get involved in helping making it happen? Right, Cindy?
Yes, exactly.
You know,
so that's the kickoff.
That...
But then we have a number of other classes already on the books.
Exactly.
Excitingly for me, because I love to write, as does Anthony, we've got a rites of passage, a writing class starting in February. We have a couple weekends already put together, one on helping people open their clairvoyance or their sight, and another on their clairaudience or their ability to, you know, gain verbal insight and speak their own mind, speak their own truth, and create from that process, as well as several other additional call-ins, such as the December 29th, all focused on kind of the turn of the quarters, basically oriented toward the different solstices and equinoxes, you know, to help us keep going, to help us keep focusing and opening as we go. And, you know, in addition, I already have a one-year apprenticeship program that's undertaken and is right kind of now in the beginning stages and will start up again, and several other different kind of study programs. So we've got a little bit of everything for everybody, to be really honest.
Okay, so if they sign up for this one class, I mean, each class is individual. I mean, you can just sign up for this one just to get yourself ready, set, go, and that's fine. If they want additional classes and calls and stuff, that will be available for them. This is like a one-time, set your intentions, make your decisions, and get set, go.
Yep, because everybody needs something different. You know, so not everybody wants to be a writer. Obviously, that series is designed for people who want to write anything from a comic book to a brochure to the great American novel, the next novel, or international. We have a lot of international people who already join us on the different teleseminars. you know, and some more of the more creatively bent weekends and different kind of programs that we're doing, you know, that's going to speak to the person who maybe wants to be a small business owner and be an accountant or become a house cleaner. It doesn't really matter what your dreams are. You know, we've got a program just about for everybody, to be really honest. It matters that you're dreaming and ready to step forward into the world. And so that's what we're really offering, are a number of different seminars, workshops, even in Minneapolis town weekends, you know, so that people can find what really suits and fits them. Because our calling is to help people serve their own calling. That's right. The calling that Anthony and I both, you know, kind of support and follow together.
So to follow up with your question a little, just to help refine your question or an answer for your question, Jennifer,
okay,
that this particular class is a truncated, shortened, you know, not even truncated information because we're going to jam-pack it actually with information, but that it is a short two-hour experience, teleseminar. Some of these classes that Cindy's been referring to, like the Rite of Passage, will be more involved over a period of 3 months. There may be something that is a weekend event. There may be something specific to a subject of people's interest in manifesting that will be longer and involved. And there very well may be other shortened teleseminars. A lot of this is to, you know, adapt ourselves to the needs of those who are interested. So this particular first call on December 29th, is really set up for people to experience us, you know, Cindy and myself, to experience the work, the style of what we do, hopefully gain a lot of insight and valuable, you know, benefit-driven information that'll improve their life, but doing it in a manageable, short way. It's affordable. It's jam-packed with information, not only for the price of getting in, which is only $55 for the 2 hours. You're also going to get free items, which is going to include a really spectacular fully produced audio version of Cindy's wonderful heartwarming tale called The Littlest Christmas Star. You will also get a copy of an article, Entrepreneurial Life, a Heart-Based Business Strategy for Success that I've written for entrepreneurs. You're going to get an MP3 download of Cindy's wonderful and very helpful manifesting meditation. And you're also getting it a free download of a remarkable pianist and artist, Stephen C. Anderson's Spiritual Piano, which is good for thinking, creating, meditating, whatever. So those are just add-on freebies that you get for just participating in this event. So this event is a standalone. There'll be many more classes specific to the needs of manifesting that'll unfold in the coming year as well as beyond.
Okay, now something that I noticed on the site is if you sign up but you're unable to be there live, you are going to have an MP3 for those people that if they do sign up, they will be able to get the MP3, correct?
That's a great point. I appreciate you pointing that out. If you're unable to make it, we are recording it. It will be made available to you, and you get all the free items. So just because you can't be there live doesn't mean you can't benefit from the call and the other questions that some others may ask and all the information we share and certainly all those MP3s and PDFs that we'll offer as well. So, yes, regardless, if you're with us live, if you sign up, you get all of it.
Well, it definitely is just the fact that you both have been on my show individually, which is like wonderful to actually have you guys together, because you guys individually are just wonderful people. So, and very, very powerful in what you do. So just knowing you two working together, I know that many, many people are going to be benefiting from your experience, your wisdom, and everything that's really going on. So that's one reason why when you said you were going to be doing this, I just really wanted to make sure to have you guys on the show and to promote this because I know you guys do phenomenal work. And I just know that you both will be helping so many people in so many ways, even more so to get their dreams. And right now it's the energy that I'm always been getting is it's not necessarily you have a calling in your dream, but it's just like, what do you want to create with your life? And really, as you guys have said, make the decision to create your life instead of letting it just kind of come to you. Create it. Participate. Make your dreams real and live because that's what the energy is now. And I think this is really great timing for both of you to have this class, this program right before the new year. And 2011 is just going to be pushing people forward with all the planets lining up in Aries and just let's go. So it really is a wonderful program. I do think you guys will have a lot of people signing up for it. And I definitely, I've already signed up for it, so I'll be there.
Beautiful.
So,
well, thank you for saying all that. And, you know, the truth is, Cindy and I have over 50 collective years of experience in helping people and being of service in this realm. And a lot of that has to do with different successes, not only personally, but also in supporting others in their successes and traveling their road, whatever it is. And we really are enthusiastic about teaching people new levels of success and helping people manifest their dreams. And, you know, one way to think about it is that we're really shepherding people on a new path, not only for the new year, but beyond, because the skills and the information that people are going to receive through this are things that people can hold on to and utilize for the rest of their life. And it's having like a great tool belt. You know, you can have a great tool belt, but it only helps you if you've got the tools. And in my process of growing up as a human being is that utilizing the tools that I'm given or learn along the way are really what make a huge difference. And so our intention, our, you know, collective intention here is to be supportive and be enthusiastic and give inspiration and give practical insights and new tools to making a difference in your life.
It's something else that even if you've been, and this is one reason why I signed up for the classes, you can always get new tools. You, that way you grow and you stretch, and you never know what you're going to be out there that you might be missing, just that little thing that's going to hit and just send you flying. So, I mean, there's a lot of people who have been in this business of manifesting for a long time, and they think, okay, but to me, the more tools, the better. You've got a selection then of different ways of opening yourself up to what the universe has to offer. So that's one reason why I'm doing it. It's a refresher and a reminder, and I'm always for growing and learning something new, and I just, you two are great teachers, so why not go for it? So, Cindy, with that said, you have done a lot of stuff with the chakras, and that's what we actually talked about, and your CD sets are, your writing is great. You've had quite a lot of experience with that. Do you find that, you know, with this class, are you going to be like balancing and finding out, teaching people how to unblock their chakras that may be blocking them from manifestation?
Well, I will try to answer for her. Cindy got cut off, I think. I don't think she's on the line with us because I'm not hearing her. So if you're able to call her back, great, or I can help with that. I do know that she will be in this particular class, based on all her great work with energy, is she will help unblock the energy centers and to help receive love and life and, you know, love and life, you know, energy for you. And she's also going to be customizing a blessing for the new year that will be in the moment, which will be really special for those who are, you know, participating.
So, with, you know, she does, as you said, you're going to be doing a meditation and many meditations through this. What are some of the other areas that people can, oh, Cindy, are you there?
I am here.
Well, you guys are correct.
I got cut off and I'm back again, so I'm back in the pool here with everyone.
Excellent. So we were just talking about the meditations you were going to do with helping with the chakras, because you've done so much work on that for sure.
I'll let you share about this, Cindy, but just to let you know that what I talked about is that you'll help unblock the 12 energy centers to receive, you know, the love and life the divine is customized, and you'll also be doing a customized blessing. So maybe you
yes,
can expand on
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, I consider myself now to be one of the chakra queens of the universe. I can't really imagine I volunteered for that at the beginning of my lifetime, but you know what? Sometimes our purpose claims us rather than the other way around. But to me, the chakras, which are energies of light, you know, that exist within and outside of our body, each house different gifts, and they house different types of our memories, you know, different programs and programming and patterns that work for us and some that work against us. So I have found it incredibly powerful for myself and for others, you know, to kind of clear out those programs, the dead wood, the thoughts, the beliefs, the stuff that's not supportive of us through the chakra system, because by doing that, we clear out physically, behaviorally, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So they're kind of a one-stop shop on releasing what it is we're really ready to let go of. And at the same time, through these different energy centers, we're also open to activate our different spiritual gifts, our capabilities. You know, we're able to open to guidance and act, and, you know, really awaken the energy that we need to do what Anthony so intelligently is emphasizing, which is to take action. It's a little bit like we have to ignite so that we can take off. And that, again, I have found is best done through the chakras. So I'll be providing a guided meditation and a very thorough one at that to help us, you know, release those blocks and some of the negativity that's been in our way, you know, as well as others' energy, you know, that which isn't ours that just is making us stumble, open up our abilities, our gifts, our dreams, and begin to move forward and be ready to really, really fly forward. The second thing I'm going to be doing is really personalizing a meditation. I almost want to say a sharing, you know, a blessing that I think, you know, is the divine, you know, kind of speaking, you know, to me and sharing maybe a few visions, revelations, or insights very particular to 2011. I have found that the world is going a little bit off the grid. I really early on our discussion talked about how, you know, we've really in the last few hundred years been about institutionalizing our ideas and our dreams. And all you have to do is read the newspaper, you know, and you can see that a lot of the institutions and the foundational beliefs, especially the negative ones, fortunately, underpinning those are starting to crumble. And so, you know, a lot of the systems we've relied on just aren't working anymore. I mean, whether those be astrological or the tax system or the job market or whatever it is. And so I think we're all being asked to kind of tap in at a deeper and different level to ask, you know, what's the divine really doing? How is the divine really mixing the world right now? What new energies are being offered? And then how do we go into that milieu and open up to the guidance that's specific to us? So I'll also be doing a meditation that's really kind of saying, okay, God, you know, what's going on in 2011 and how can we make use of that energy?
If I may, is that Cindy is not just a professed chakra queen. There's a lot there to back it up. And if I may sing her praises, that Cindy and I had the pleasure of working together many, many years ago on her first book, and I worked at the publishing house and heading up PR for her new first book, New Chakra Healing, which has become, you know, a go-to book for those interested in that subject. But more importantly, is she is truly one of the most renowned authorities and experts on the subject of chakras and energy, and is honored and respected, you know, by many, many people as a phenomenal and talented intuitive, which indeed she is, and her clients throughout the years, 30,000 clients plus probably by this time, will attest. So one of the extra, you know, real benefits to this particular program is that Cindy's going to do some special things that comes with a lot of experience and a lot of talent that will really be kind of extra bonus to just some of the practical information. For those of you who are listening to this and not familiar with Cindy's work, I certainly support you in exploring a little bit more and checking out her books, because they can be life-changing if you're into this type of work. And regardless if you are not familiar with this type of work, with energy systems and chakras, what she was really talking about is really apt here, is that it's really about turning things on and learning ways to do that, because we all have an internal power source. We all have ways to kind of click in and turn on to what matters, even if we want to check out because the world is so overwhelming and demanding. I mean, the truth is, this past year, as I, you know, talked about earlier, has really been hard. And we, you know, have had to deal with it ourselves on a personal and collective basis, but everybody has in their own ways. So part of this, you know, with the kind of crazy scattered energy that happens and all the dispersion of that energy in this hectic year, and it's also holiday time, is we want to kind of get focused together, kind of universally for those who participate. Let's get focused. Let's all kind of put that all aside and come together and let us, you know, Cindy and I support you in the next steps that are necessary to achieve your dreams and goals. You know, because I maintain, and I think Cindy supports this, is that what has been need not continue, right? You know, the choices and behaviors are yours to change, and our job here is to really help you understand and incorporate new options that will make a difference and will kind of help you in honoring yours and on all the others in the same process on a path of a life that is really, you know, more and so importantly, a happy, you know, a life with happiness, health, success, and prosperity, because you deserve it.
Yeah, and right now is that's the main energy around is change, and really figuring out exactly what you're doing that isn't working, and change it to figure out what is working. And there's a lot of different ways of figuring that out. And at least for me, I've noticed a lot of my patterns popping up, like right in front of my face, like neon. It's like, okay, we need to change that. And it's just being aware of those little subtle things that we do that really aren't helping us out. And so believe it or not, the time always flies on these wonderful shows. We have about 4 minutes left. So do one of you, both of you, want to kind of chime in? Number one, give websites so people can check out you as individual, and then kind of restate what the program is on December 29th.
Well, I'll let Anthony do all those details.
Yep.
And I want to just add my main message, which is I'm going to say it like multiple times and really quick. Believe in yourself, believe in yourself, believe in yourself, believe in yourself. Because that makes it even easier for us to believe in you and the world to believe in you. And that's really what takes off.
I love that. So thank you. Yes, the main website for Dreams Made Manifest is just that, dreamsmademanifest.com. There'll be a link there to register for this particular event on the 29th. There's also a Dreams Made Manifest link for registering on Cindy's Essential Energy with Cindy Dale at Facebook. You can just type that in. Cindy's particular individual website, which has many classes, all her books, much information for many things, is Cindy Dale, CyndiDale, CyndiDale.com. And mine, with all my work as a creative business strategist and all the work that I do as a consultant, is AnthonyJWBenson.com. You can find us both on Facebook as well, and we welcome people saying hello, writing us, participating in all that we are offering, and hope that you'll join us for this really special, I think, very life-inspiring and life-changing class that we're going to do for 2 hours on the 29th of December, 7 o'clock Central Time, and we welcome you to participate, not only with us, but in your life, and we're here to help you on that path.
Yeah, to help us all dream together.
Exactly.
Yes, and you know, it's mastermind always is, you know, it's always better to have more than one brain kind of pushing you forward, and having more support is always awesome. And the energy now is more community. It's the Aquarian, you know, the individual within the community, and them each kind of supporting each other in the grand scheme of thing. So with that, again, Cindy Dale, Anthony J.W. Benson, thank you both for very much your patience for finally getting this up and running. You guys are awesome. I look forward to the program on the 29th. And until then, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Till next time, many blessings and good night.